grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from both our gospel and epistle lessons. In the 7th chapter of Luke, we hear beginning at verse 36, when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." And then also from Romans chapter 5, beginning at the 10th verse, Paul writes, "For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life." This is God's word. Standing around after church one Sunday, a man told this story. "I was sitting in my car outside the store waiting for my wife to finish up shopping when I saw the strangest thing. I noticed a poorly dressed young woman pushing an old shopping cart filled with plastic bags of what seemed to be empty bottles and cans. A small child sat among the plastic bags, and another child, no more than 3 years old, walked alongside her. And coming from the opposite direction, I saw someone I knew, a smartly dressed young man. And as he passed her, he turned around suddenly and he called out something to get her attention. I couldn't hear what he said. When she turned, he bent over and pretended to be picking up what looked like money. He went up to her and said that she had dropped it. He quickly put it in the child's lap, went on his way. Now, it was less than a month later, and I saw the same young man again. He was standing in line at the supermarket. He was standing behind a person who obviously found it difficult to make ends meet. The person was counting out small change just to pay for bread and milk. I saw the man bend down, and he came up with a $20 bill in his hand. And as he stood up, he insisted that she had dropped it. She said it wasn't hers, but he insisted. And the man telling the story finished by saying, "When you see someone do something like this, it makes me feel that there are still people in the world who really care. Trouble is that I never liked this guy. Until now." When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Harassed and helpless. Look around at your world. There are no shortage of harassed and helpless people. And you don't have to be gathering bottles and cans or counting out change at the supermarket checkout counter to be harassed and helpless. In fact, you may know some people who would describe themselves as harassed and helpless, and at different times you may have been able to describe yourself as harassed and helpless. It's all part of life in a beautiful yet broken world. No one knew that better than Jesus. After all, he had created the world with his Father and the Holy Spirit. He knew how things were supposed to be. To make things right, he left the glory of his Father's side to be born in a dark stable to a virgin mother, and there the friction and controversy and danger begins. Now, grown up as a man, he stands looking at the crowds of people that he's come to rescue. Each person in that crowd has their own troubles, their own misfortunes. Some have lived lives that seem to be right to them, but now have taken them to a dead end. Some have been mistreated through no fault of their own. Some have complicated their lives by making bad choices. And what is Jesus' reaction to these harassed and helpless people? It tells you everything you need to know about him. He had compassion for them. That word, compassion, it's very meaningful. In the original Greek, it indicates a feeling that starts in your gut, brought on by trouble that you see someone else having. It's what we mean when we use phrases like stomach churning. Or something terrible happens and you say, my heart goes out to that person. Same thing. There's a visceral, physical reaction you may have when you see other people in pain or with deep needs. Jesus was often overcome with compassion to the point of exhaustion. But compassion was never just a feeling Jesus felt. Jesus' compassion always moved him to action. In the story that I just told, a young man was moved to action and to give to those he saw in need. Jesus' compassion moved him to take action as well in two ways that I want to talk about this morning. The first way is this. In this passage from Matthew, the way Jesus takes immediate action is a bit unexpected. He says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. As usual, Jesus is using memorable and metaphoric language to get his point across. And his point is to pray for people who will go out looking for other people to bring into the kingdom of God. It's a wonderful picture. And it presents a point that we don't think about nearly enough. Jesus says the harvest is plentiful. There's no shortage of harassed and helpless people. There's no shortage of people just waiting to receive the gifts of Jesus. And looking at this passage in order to share it with you, I was stunned. And I'll tell you why. Jesus saw the crowds. He had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless. So in his compassion, what does he do? He asks for help. Did you notice? Jesus asks for help. He asks his disciples to pray. And see, this is where it gets very real and very personal. Because if you do that, if you pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest, something is going to happen, I guarantee it. Now, your prayers are going to start out as, Lord, please send out workers into the harvest. But the more you pray that, the more you start to think, maybe I could be one of those workers. Maybe I could be sent out into the harvest. You start thinking those thoughts. If you've had those inklings, don't ignore them. You are being called. You're being sent. In today's gospel lesson, we saw that immediately after Jesus asked his disciples to pray that prayer, he calls some individually and he sends them out the door. So think about that. Just imagine you might be an answer to Jesus' prayer. Now there's another way that Jesus' compassion moved him to action. In Romans 5, which we saw today too, it says that God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus' whole life was moving towards the cross. He was driven there by compassion for you and me. It was compassion that caused him to sweat great drops of blood, to cry and to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. It was compassion that caused him to be slapped around by guards and treated like a circus sideshow by political rulers. Compassion caused him to be punished like a criminal, insulted, even while hanging on the cross, his body and his heart broken. He let it happen. And you know why, don't you? Because Jesus knew it was either him or you. Once upon a time, a bee flew down and stung a man in the cheek. And then it started flying after his daughter around the room, and the little girl was absolutely terrified until the father said, "It's okay, sweetie. The bee left its stinger in me. It can't hurt you now." The gigantic stinger of eternal death was plunged into Jesus on the cross, and he let it happen because of his compassion for you. Sin, death can't hurt you now. Let that sink in. And watch what it does to your heart. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, on this day when we celebrate the leadership of fathers in our homes and in our lives, we can turn to you as the ultimate Father. We know that your love for us is absolute because when your Son came into the world, he became the exact representation of you, and his compassion for harassed and helpless people moved him ultimately to lay down his very life on the cross. And in this way, we can know that we are completely and fully loved by you, purchased by the blood of Jesus for eternity. Help us to believe and live in this grace, and may it cause us to be people filled with compassion for a harassed and helpless world. We praise you that we are not like sheep without a shepherd. We have you, Lord Jesus. Amen.